Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump five new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News. Ukrainian soldiers expressing little hope that a diplomatic solution to the war with Russia will be reached. Today is the deadline President Trump gave for more economic sanctions would be imposed. There is word of a meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, but so far, no end to the war. In central Pennsylvania, it was a wild scene that was a calculated ambush, according to police. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the details.
The shooting death of Lori Wasco on her property in rural Susquehanna County, north of Scranton, set off a 911 call. State troopers arrived.
The troopers made it out of their vehicle, and they were ambushed from a very good distance away.
Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Colonel Christopher Parris.
Trooper Parashinsky was able to place a tourniquet on Trooper Jenkins, and despite both of their patrol cars being riddled with bullets, a third trooper was able to get in and evacuate them.
Barricaded in a barn, the shooter was shot to death by officers.
Police still don't have any kind of a motive for the fatal shooting that started the whole thing. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Just in time for back-to-school shopping, we are continuing our popular tag sales at the Creative Outlet. With six tag colors discounted, you can enjoy savings for up to 70% off all categories of clothing, shoes, and consigned accessories. We also have a new sale in our scrapbooking area. For the whole month of August, you can save 20% off the lowest price of all individual papers. And yes, this does include our popular custom school papers. Come join the fun at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Back to school isn't only about supplies and schedules, it's about setting your student up for success. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet, we've got exactly what you need to help them study and rest. Because a good night's sleep and a quiet space can make all the difference. Stop in today and get your home ready for a smarter, smoother school year. At Court & Main, an A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in downtown Richland Center.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were lower, slaughter cows stronger. Holstein bull calves sold from $7.50 to $9.20, and the beef crossbred calves sold from $10 to $13.10 by the pound. The pastures are still looking good, so we expect the fall runs of pasture cattle to start later. Also, with the abundance of grass, we feel we'll be seeing cattle in better condition and carrying heavier weights. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, August 15th. If you have packages of feeder cattle, either yearlings or this year's calves, be sure to contact us at 627-1401 at 608. Either Darren, Colton, or Jim come out to your farm to look at your cattle, and we would advise you what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, serving the farmers of a five-county area.
Hey, folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best gold. 1 Kings 10:18. Throughout our lives, most of us look for the best we can afford when we need something. We try to find the best home for the price that fits in our budget. When we go shopping, we may look for the clothes that don't wrinkle but wear well. Long-distance telephone companies and organizations offering credit cards constantly advertise that they are the best as they fill our mailboxes with their persuasive packages. In the area of relationships, we look for the best friend to share our hearts with or the best person to share our lives with. Sometimes we may obtain what we think is the best, yet we end up with less than what we had hoped for. However, if our purpose is to yield ourselves to God and He is the center of our lives, everything He does or gives exceeds all else in being exactly right for us. With God at the center of our lives, we never have to settle for less than the best. Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some hot and sticky weather continues around here for today. Most of the big storms, though, will be developing up to the northwest, up in the Dakotas and Minnesota, along a cold front. That front will gradually get closer to our area late tonight and tomorrow, and should bring some thunderstorms to the region. There is a level 2 slight risk of severe storms across southwest Wisconsin tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, so be sure to check in for updates and keep an eye on the skies. This front will be a very slow mover once it gets here, so the chance of rain continues into Sunday as well. The rain totals over the weekend could be rather impressive, probably 1 to 3 inches widespread, with some localized 4 or 5 inch amounts not out of the question. This front will kind of stall out south of us early next week, keeping at least a small chance of showers in place. Otherwise, temperatures will be relatively seasonal. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a high near 91, south wind 8 to 17. Tonight, increasing clouds and muggy, 30% chance of thunderstorms late, low at 72. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, warm and muggy. Occasional showers and storms are likely. Some could be strong. Heavy rain is possible with highs in the middle 80s. Saturday night, showers and storms, areas of heavy rain, low 67. Sunday, mostly cloudy and muggy, still a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. For Monday, mostly cloudy, showers possible again, maybe a clap of thunder, low 65, high 81. Tuesday, partly sunny and drier, just a slight chance of a shower, low 63, high near 83. Wednesday, partly cloudy and warm, low 63, high 86. Thursday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, lows in the mid-60s with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently, Kelly at WRCO Radio. It is 70 degrees. Yesterday's high, it was 90. Record high for this day, 96 in 1986. Record low, 42 in 1964. A year ago, the high was 77 and the low, 60. Sunset will occur at 8:15 tonight during Walk with Grace. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6 a.m. The air has remained mostly calm this morning. Barometer is at 29.85. No precipitation in the last 24 hours. And again, it is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time for a Friday. The 8th of August is coming up. We'll check out some notes on the local and area scene, baseball results, running results, and the Brewers get ready for the weekend. Mike Clemens will join us in just a little bit as well. This sports update is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment and by Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
And now the morning sports update here from Richland Center. Last night at Night League Home Talent Baseball, the league came to an end for Arena as they lost to Ashton, final score 13-3 in a Night League tournament first round game. Cazenovia had a good one and lost to Verona by a final of 3-2. Reedsburg shut out Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 8-0. Columbus over Belleville 10-3. Evansville edged Sun Prairie by a score of 2-1. Cross Plains was winner against Jefferson 8-4. Blanchardville 6-4 over Mazamani. And it was Middleton 7-3 over Fort Atkinson. Coming up this Sunday, the Sunday League starting to wind down with the section final games. Arena in the championship game for the West as they play at Verona. Arena manager Nick Larson.
It's the first time that Arena has made it there in the history of hometown, and Arena has been one of the first teams in for hometown since it started. I actually was talking to my counterpart there, Nick Jennings, and he was saying that in 2029 we'll mark 100 years for Arena hometown. So been around a long time, and to get to this point in the season, and it's a great opportunity for the guys. And also you look at it, there's not exactly sure on the number of teams, but there's got to be 40 or 45 hometown teams, and we're down to the final eight.
Arena manager Nick Larson, WRCO, will have coverage of that game on Sunday at 1 as Arena plays at Verona. Fort Atkinson plays at Evansville, Sun Prairie at Monona, and Ashton at Middleton as well in Sunday League Home Talent Baseball. National Night Out 5K was held this week at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Here are some results from the Tuesday night race. The 9 and under females, the top three, Kira Cohens was third, Audrey Waterfall was second, Jewel Fretz first with a time of 41.15. Also in the girls 10 to 19 year old category, Mercy Fretz was third, Melanie Williamson second, Pearl Fretz was first with a time of 23.28. For the female runners, 20 to 29 years old, Michaela Burkwalt was third, Kayla Gilley was second, and Lizzie Husker was first with a time of 24.42. In the female category, 30 to 39, Allison Ewing was third, Ashley Hostetler was second, and Daniela Ramirez Thieneman was first with a time of 27.22. In the female category, 40 to 49 years old, Michelle Cosgrove was third, Shelley Jones was second, Emily Fry was first with a time of 25.09.
in the running for 50 to 59-year-olds. It was Jacqueline Jerebeck third. Jody Meaden took second. Amy Hardy was first with a time of 37:32. And the girls 60 to 69 years old, Jill Cohens was third. Helen Burns second. Brenda Walton was first with a time of 26:48. And Linda Stadler in the 70 to 79-year category was first in that age category. The overall winner for girls was Beverly Harper with a time of 20:06. Also, the second place was Pearl Fretz, Melody Williamson third, Lizzie Husker fourth, and Emily Fry fifth. In the boys' 9 and under category on Tuesday night, Holden Jones was third, Oakley Luxton second, Kaiser Baumkamp was first with a time of 29:57. In the male 10 to 19 year runners, Braden Burns third, Colton Harris second, Noah Lang was first with a time of 19:06. Also, for the boys in the 20 to 29-year category, Colin Stanley was second, Malachi Fretz first with a time of 19:39. Top three in the male 30 to 39-year runners, Jamie Zinkel third, Brett Iverson second, Evan Ewing was first with a time of 23:26. In the male 40 to 49-year runners, it was Lyle Cradwell finishing third, Joshua Olson second, Steve Bailey first with a time of 21:52. In the male 50 to 59-year runners, Clark Gilson third, Thaddeus Stanley second, Tommy Franklin was first with a time of 24:39. In the male 60 to 69-year runners, Tom Williams was second, and Michael Schwerwin was first with a time of 24:39. And David Nelson was the top runner in the male 70 to 79-year category. The overall runner for the guys was Joe Doty with a time of 19:13. Noah Lang was second with a time of 19:18. Also, Malachi Fretz third overall, Steve Bailey fourth, and Colton Harris was fifth in the National Night Out 5K, which happened on Tuesday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The New York Mets will attempt to stop their 3-game road losing streak in a matchup against the Brewers tonight. The Mets come in at 63-52. Second in the National League East against the Brewers, who are 70-44, and first in the National League Central. Among the top performers for the Brewers, Christian Yelich has 13 doubles and 21 home runs. Andrew Vaughn is 17-40 with a double and 4 home runs over the last 10 games. Elsewhere in baseball from yesterday, it was the Athletics over Washington, final score of 6-0. In the American League, Seattle 4-3 over the White Sox. Pittsburgh was a winner in the National League over Cincinnati, 7-0, Atlanta 8, and Miami 6. There were some preseason football games played last night. In the NFL, it was Baltimore 24-16 over Indianapolis. Philadelphia beat Cincinnati 34-27, and Las Vegas tied Seattle at 23. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love has a good chance of playing on Saturday night. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he will try to play all four of his quarterbacks in that game against the Jets. We'll do our best to give them all meaningful reps, LaFleur said yesterday. Certainly some of those guys are going to play longer than others. Green Bay's other quarterbacks in camp are Malik Willis, Sean Clifford, and Taylor Elgersma. Love said Wednesday he would like to get at least a little bit of preseason playing time. He threw a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks in the first series of last year's preseason opener and didn't play again until the start of the regular season. Sports continues on WRCO Radio in just a little bit. We will talk with Mike Clemens, and we'll have more of our sports focus on the state scene in just a bit.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Talking Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our good friend Mike Clemens joins us to talk sports, one of our favorite times of the morning. Mike, how are these Brewers doing this?
Yeah, they're the hottest team in baseball, Phil. Just look at the standings now. They definitely are. They entered the month of August, which was interesting, with a winning percentage of .593, which was historically the lowest, to be the leader in the leagues, the lowest in the history of Major League Baseball, which means there's just a lot of parity going on between the Phillies and the Brewers and, you know, the other teams that are leading their divisions. But, you know, right now, the Brewers coming off back-to-back sweeps of a struggling Nationals team, then beating the Braves in Atlanta, which... one of the beat reporters told me that Pat Murphy said during a pregame, kind of off the record, like, I can't explain this, and I don't want to. I don't want to. But when you start breaking it down, you know, Freddy Peralta has been your ace, and he's in there. Brandon Woodruff comes in now. He's 3-0, and he's got like a he's 2.2, right? You know, in terms of earned runs that he's given up. And And you know, how about Quinn Priester, who's when he pitches, they've won 12 in a row now, I think.
Yes.
So the pitching's coming across, and then, you know, night after night, Murphy just say, I, you know, look at this Isaac Collins kid coming up every night, Sal Frelick, Caleb Durbin, you know, some nights they're getting these guys in, and Andrew Vaughn. Andrew Vaughn, what a story that is. A guy who's batting like .187 and down in the minors for the worst team in baseball, the White Sox. The Brewers bring him up, and look how he comes to life. So those are some of the things that they're all working for him. And you got a manager who's carrying around pancakes in his pocket. Did you see that story
yes,
this week?
I did. That's hilarious.
Well, and see, again, this is where, like I was saying earlier this summer, you know, this is where Pat Murphy is filling, by nature, filling the void of Bob Uecker, you know? So not only is the guy who's going to decide whether you're in the lineup tonight, but he's also, you know, a character that makes people laugh. And so is there such a thing as, like, do they sell those pocket pancakes or something like that?
Well, if they keep doing well, they might. I mean, the Pat Murphy pocket pancake.
So. Yeah. Pillsbury or somebody should get on that, right?
Man, I'd probably eat that. But I think someone has to, you know, you talk about a relaxed atmosphere. You know, and I think, and I read that from the new guy that came in from San Francisco as well. He said he came in and he felt like after 10 minutes he'd been there for 3 years. I mean, the locker room has a lot to do with it, doesn't it?
And starting with Christian Yelich, I mean, you know, I know that maybe Christian comes off a certain way, kind of quiet, but, you know, steady in his interviews and everything. And it's not like he's, you know, running around, you know, with the Gatorade bucket or something like that in the clubhouse. It's just that he's there, and he's such a good dude and knowledgeable and shares that knowledge and goes up to players that might be struggling and has a word with them. And, you know, maybe even, you know, Uecker sort of passed that on to Yelly, as they called him as well, that, you know, you need to, if the guy's over there, don't just let him sit there and struggle. Pick him up and let him know it's going to be okay. You know, your teammates know what this sport's about. If you're going through a slump, if you made a bad mistake tonight, don't worry about it. We'll get him the next night.
Well, you're in Green Bay. We need to talk about the Packers. A lot of folks fired up for preseason. It's good to have them back. How have they looked as far as offense this week?
yesterday was a good practice. Now, it was just in helmets and shorts, but, you know, they're 2.5 weeks into this, and you see some big plays. You know, Matthew Golden, the first-round draft pick, number 22, he's just outstanding. I mean, there's just no denying. You know, his getting familiar, getting into a rhythm, his speed, you throw him a short pass over the middle, he takes off down the middle, and nobody can catch him. Now he's catching longer passes. Now he's catching the intermediate, you know, maybe 15, 20 yards best. He runs great routes. He's got good hands. He's really fast. Yep, you can see why he was a first-round pick. But Savion Williams, the guy they took, what was that, in the third round?
Yeah.
Another wide receiver. He's coming on this week. Number 83. He'd been banged up, had a concussion during, I think, around the first week of when they were, the first day when they put on the pads. Something else that took him out of a practice. But, man, the last 2 or 3 days, he's making great catches. And you'll see him being used out of the backfield in a jet sweep. So, when you see those two guys come in, and then some other undrafted guys that are flashing out there, you're saying, you know, somebody on that that was in that wide receiver room last year is going to be out of a job. There's just, you know, a certain amount of receivers they're going to be able to keep. And if you get to October and Christian Watson comes back 100% from this ACL, and you've got number 9, and then you've got Matthew Golden, number 22, opposite the other way, and Romeo Doubs, who's having a great camp, those three guys as your receivers, that's a dangerous lineup. That's a really dangerous lineup.
Mm-hmm. John Jefferson, James Lofton, Paul Kaufman.
There you go.
There you go.
You know, hey, because 85, you know, Tucker Kraft is having a good camp as well.
Yeah.
And I was comparing notes with Ryan Wood from the Journal Sentinel. I said, what do you think about Musgrave? He goes, no, he's, you know, he's got the stats on each snap in camp. He says, you know, he's picked it up. He had a rough start to the camp. He's making some catches. But, you know, guys like Ben Sims, who was like the third tight end, he's coming around as well. And so just yesterday, finally for the first time, I saw the offense being able to have more sustained drives when they're doing 11-on-11, you know, and the clock is ticking. There's one player, and I've talked a lot about the offense, but really that's where it's at. You know, this Nate Hobbs injury where he banged his knee and now he had to have his torn meniscus operated on last weekend. He was very forthcoming about that. He's very upset, you know, that he signed 4 years, $48 million, and he's going to miss the rest of camp. But he's going to work very hard now to rehab so he can be there for September 7th and the Lions game. So, you know, that corner spot might be a little wide open with Carrington Valentine and some of the other guys. And this also may open the door for Bo Melton, who switched over from wide receiver. But there's another guy that I want you to watch because, and this is back on the offense, and that's at running back because, you know, Josh Jacobs, you know, just outstanding. You won't see him tomorrow night against the Jets at 7 o'clock. But you've had Emmanuel Wilson, who made the team a couple of years ago with an outstanding preseason, most yards in the NFL in the preseason. He got a job right behind A.J. Dillon there. And then Marshawn Lloyd, who they drafted last year, and was injury plagued throughout his rookie season. Then he pulls a groin in the first day of practice and pads. I don't know if he's going to be able to play tomorrow night. But there's a number 23, and his name is Israel Abanachina, and his parents are from Nigeria. He was born in Brooklyn, became a football player, played at Pitt, and then got drafted by the New York Jets. Well, you know, they've got depth with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, the former Wisconsin Badger out of Fond du Lac. So he got released at the end of last year, and then he got picked up by the 49ers, and they've got depth too. You know, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Taylor, who used to be a Packer third-string running back, is on the 49ers right now. So the Packers signed him when he got waived by the 49ers the first week at camp. He's still young. He's only 22 years old. And that guy's flashing. So look for number 23. Izzy is what the players call him. Out of the backfield, probably around the third quarter. That'll be interesting to see if he can break some tackles.
The Badgers breaking camp in Platteville. It sounds like they've got an open practice tomorrow for the public. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Wisconsin Badgers, Luke Fickell's decided to take them off campus for the first two weeks of training camp like he did last year. So their last practice will be open to the public. They keep it closed, I guess. But it's tomorrow night at the Pioneer Stadium, and they're asking $5 a ticket for adults. The kids 12 and under are free. They have to have a ticket, though. But the proceeds of that go to the UW-Platteville Athletic Department.
Awesome. Good opportunity to see the Badgers up close and personal.
Right.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to add this week, Mike?
No, just that I ran into Brian Gutekunst at dinner last night. And he said, oh, no, we're just here to take out the kids. You know, we've got to take my daughter, you know, back to Liberty University. And I said, where is that? He said, out in Virginia. And it's funny because I had just been thinking about this running back I just talked about, and it reminded me of Sam Congato from 20 years ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I said, you know, that's another Nigerian running back. How about that? Interesting. So I said, Liberty University, huh? I said, you know, so it's 2005. It was a horrible year for the Packers. That's when they went 4-12. It was Ted Thompson's first year, and he was purging the Mike Sherman roster. And we were in Baltimore, and there was the Packers playing the Ravens, and Mark Bulger had like a career night. It was like 34-7 or something at halftime. Just blew out the Packers. Favre was struggling. And at halftime, Jerry Falwell, you know, remember the former TV preacher?
Yeah.
He was the president of Liberty, and that's where Sam Congato had gone, the Packer running back. And so Mr. Farwell's up there with Sam Con's mom and takes her up into the press box and showing around and introducing us to the media. And it's the Packers are getting clobbered, and Ted Thompson goes walking by in typical Ted Thompson, you know, demeanor. And so Jerry Falwell says, Mr. Thompson, how are you, sir? What do you think of our game so far tonight? And Ted just looked at him and dryly said, pray for me, preacher. Pray for me. And then walked away. And Goody just laughed and laughed. He goes, that's our Ted, man. That's Ted.
That's awesome.
That was great.
And Sam Con was, I think it was one of the Monday night games. He was a star all of a sudden, national TV there.
He was a star for a month.
Yep.
And Mike Sherman, it turned out to be his last year, he kept warning us in the press. He goes, this is running back. This is NFL. Okay? You know, pump the brakes on this. And certainly, you know, then he got nicked up or something like that. He was a star for about a month in the NFL, and that's just the way it is a running back. It's kind of that way with pitchers in baseball, right?
Yep.
These guys get on this hot streak, and then you never hear from them again. And Sam Con now, I was looking up, he's 42 years old and a doctor.
Yeah, I thought that. I'm just going to say that. I think he went on to bigger and better things, right?
Yeah. You know, he was a smart kid. He was a smart kid, but anyway.
Yeah.
Pray for him, preacher.
Pray for me. On that note, we're going to let you go, Mike. Thank you so much for your expertise.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Mike Clemens talking sports with us. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Oh, it's good to talk to Mike. Pray for me, preacher. All right. Good to have you along on this Friday, the 8th of August. We have some Fresh from the Country coming up for you in just a little bit. Our morning show talks about a murder mystery, which is coming to Richland Center as well. Happy birthday wishes to a well-known and very much loved guy around town. That would be Mr. Rod Reitz. Have a great day. With love from Colleen. You see Rod today out and about, or maybe at the Walk with Grace tonight. Wish him all the best. We're not exactly sure how many spankings he deserves, but nonetheless, have a great day there, Rod. All right. Well, let's see. What else do we have? Yes, Brand New Country. We'll play for you a few brand new releases. We'll check the chart and play for you the most played country song across the land before 9 today. Sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. Here's a new one from Shane Prophet. We'll be right back.
stranger change a tire on the side of the road. Shake a hand and give a man your word, that's good as gold. Proud to say this little place is your home. Long live country. Work a 40-hour plus with a little OT. Drive a quarter and a juke at the end of the week. Tell a buddy first, bud's on me.
Right here from Shane Prophet, Long Live Country. 78 right now at WRCO in Richland Center. As we move and groove toward 9 o'clock, our trivia question of the morning is coming up. Right now, Caitlin Croker and a new one called Trouble I Chase.
Mama wants a nice guy.
Kaylin Croker on WRCO and the Trouble I Chase. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
Today, small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations has all kinds of records for everybody's taste. Everything from country, pop, heavy metal, all price ranges, brand new vinyl, and even the $3 bin. And just ask Craig if you don't see it. It might be lurking in the back room. At Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center, remember, the plural of vinyl is vinyl.
There's a place for you at Willow Valley United Methodist Church, just outside of Ithaca, Wisconsin. Worship begins every Sunday morning at 11 with thoughtful sermons, heartfelt music, and a church family that welcomes all with open arms. Come as you are and experience the joy of community, faith, and hope. Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, rooted in love, growing in grace.
At USA Mortgage, we get it. Not everyone has 20% down or perfect credit. That's why we're proud to be ranked among the top FHA, VA, and USDA mortgage lenders in the country. Whether you're a first-time buyer or starting over, yes, you can buy a home. Don't believe us? Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 608-738-8765. That's 608-738-8765. Let's make home happen.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family-owned and operated with made-from-scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Trivia that can net you some delicious cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. 65% of people say they've been known to choose one business over another specifically because of this. A, the receptionist. B, word of mouth. C, they know someone that works there. Or D, the bathroom. 65% of people say they've been known to choose one business over another specifically because of this. This one's been burning up the charts all summer long for Scotty McCreery and Hootie and the Blowfish.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Now who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again.
the charts with Scotty McCreary and Hootie and the Blowfish into the top 10 this week. Congrats to our winner, Gary Deaver. He's the scholar of the day. Way to go, Gary. And the survey says 65% of people say they've been known to choose one business over another specifically because of this. The correct answer, the bathroom. 65% in this survey, yes, the bathroom. A lot to be said for that, I guess. So be aware of that. That's, a turnoff for some, and it would be, especially if, I'm guessing, you know, if it's a restaurant, that might be something to consider, too. Sometimes gas stations get a little out of hand as well. Nonetheless, Gary, he's an expert. Congrats. He wins from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, our Friday trivia from WRCO Radio. Here's a new one from Grace Humphreys.
Even though we were feet away, the table couldn't separate me from the games he played. He thought I was dazed, but I was reading every little thought going on in his brain. He was averting his gaze, tipping his hat so I couldn't see the lie on his face. I was his prey.
Great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
There you go. Stay sharp today and stay hydrated as well in the heat. We're right now at 79 degrees in Richland Center, headed toward 91 a little bit later on today. Increasingly cloudy tonight, a 30% chance of showers late, and a low of 72. 85 Saturday with occasional showers. Again, some of those could be strong. Now, I don't want to talk about the boy who cried wolf, but yesterday's forecast was saying showers and thunderstorms all day and ending at midnight. And I didn't see them. So yeah, I guess you never know. But nonetheless, they are pretty much all the forecasters are pretty sure that we're going to get some rain coming up here in regards to tomorrow and tomorrow night. Some tunes that have been moving up and doing well on the charts here from Fresh from the Country. This is one from Bailey Zimmerman and Luke Combs. The song that's in the top five this week. This week, Bailey Zimmerman, Lee Combs, and Backup Plan. Bailey and Luke with a big one. Luke Bryan is at number four with Country Song Came On. Number three, Shaboozy, hanging out with some good news. Number two, Thomas Rhett, After All the Bars Are Closed. And the number one tune this week is from Nate Smith. Fix What You Didn't Break on WRCO Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
10-year train wreck. With the last call, long neck, I was searching. I've been hurt real bad. Moving on, getting sidetracked. One step forward and five back. Not your fault, I was scared to fall.
Number one this week from Nate Smith, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Ah, this is Phil Neese saying happy trails to you. We're going to put our records away and bring in some community friends to talk on the morning show. A little community conversation following the ABC News update. Sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and